This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
All right, 239, sweet spot. Appreciate you being with us on this Friday as we get ready for the weekend. Why Today Doesn't Suck in the Heartline just around the corner. And this is our final 1-3 for a little bit, because next week, sweet spot with Monto and Morning Drive, Monday through Thursday, and then it's vacation time for both of us in July. But rest assured, we will keep doing the NIT break whenever we're here on Fridays. And usually Monty handles things, so I'm going to pass the ball to Mino.
Thank you, Sean. And just to reset the news of the day, Caitlin Clark out tonight. So if you're going to the Wings Fever game, you will not see Caitlin Clark drop 15 points or however many she averages.
She might wear a big hoodie on you, though.
Yeah,
she did last night.
She'll look all cool and everything, and you can still see Paige Beckers. But we did have an outstanding week of broadcasting here on the tickets. And to lead things off, a nice breath of fresh air for our first two candidates. We had Norm Hitzkus was on the station this week doing NBA draft coverage. It was Norm, it was Monto, and it was DJ. And this first one we're going to play, so Con Knipple, one of Cooper's teammates at Duke, turns out he has three siblings in all of the Knipple tribe. Name starts with K.
Yeah.
And Norm made a little bit of a joke.
Which, by the way, I don't know if y'all saw. They showed the whole Knipple family during the draft coverage. And he has four brothers who are named Cash, Cager, Kinston, and Kidman. All start with K's.
Got a whole name game working in the family.
They definitely had some bits going in the Knipple family.
Well, I think there's not just three brothers.
Wouldn't it make sense if the best basketball player in the family was named Cager?
More than Con, I'll give you that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got some Cagers who are Cons.
At five overall, you have the Utah Jazz.
You do not
Jazz.
Lay out on Norm like that.
I'm trying to get to. I got a lot of Jeremy Fears opinions.
No, you don't.
Ace Bailey, the guard out of or the forward out of Rutgers, goes to Utah at five.
And how about Justin being the one that says, "Hey, we need to get back on track
here. Let's keep the train on the rails."
If you just handed me the script, I would say, "Okay, Justin or DJ are going to be the ones to try to shoot the wheels off there."
And Cager is a term; it's an older term for a basketball player. In fact, I believe Tom, with the 1920s reporter guy, used the term Cager.
Okay.
So that's what I always think of.
Absolutely.
When I hear that.
So we've got some Cagers who are Cons.
At five overall.
No acknowledgement. Just moving right on. Let's recap the first round. Norm also being candidate number two. Now, I think Norm doesn't know where Washington is, as he has a history. As we know, he's confused Washington and Jacksonville. Well, he confused Washington again Thursday night during the draft.
If Walter Clayton's going to be an off guard, he is going to be one small off guard.
He's a little fella.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, he can shoot, which helps. You know, if they want to run him as a catch and shoot too, he can do that. But, I mean, to me, he probably projects more as a second team guy that's running your second unit rather than competing with anyone in the starting lineup.
Odd for Washington to be drafting second-teamers.
Yeah.
I mean, given their
first
team. Well,
it's going to Utah, though. The pick's going to Utah.
I'm sorry. That pick is going to Utah. Okay.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
It is
that
money.
Utah took Ace Bailey with pick one.
Yeah, so they took a big forward in Ace Bailey and then taking Walter Clayton.
That was very, you were in Washington.
It was, wasn't it?
I was in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right.
I was actually going to Utah.
That's right.
That pick is going to Utah. Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying.
It is
that
money.
Utah took.
Oh, still figuring things out. It's okay. So there is Norm as the first two candidates. Our buddy Travis Meat Mejia did some hosting, some co-hosting this week. And he had trouble with a word we don't say too often on the radio, choreography. If we're talking about dancing choreography, mm-hmm. He had trouble with that one.
Tryout starting in September, led by gym owners, and practice begins in November. You can be the flyer where they throw you up in the air and you do all the cool twists.
Oh, yeah.
Each and then they make the basket to catch you.
There will be three periods of competition with two focusing on cheerleading skills, stunts, basket tosses.
Stop it.
Tumbling and bracket style rounds. Final period will be choreography. Jesus, choreography.
Corey.
Corey. Music.
Hey, guys. He's one of the cheerleaders.
Hey, guys, I'm ready.
Calling Corey.
Let's go, team. It's me, choreography. So I was up on top, and I kicked myself in the head. Whoops.
Oh, poor Corey. You guys can do
choreography.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Corey.
Like
yeah.
Graffiti.
Here we go, everybody. Number one. Let's go, team.
Oh, that's a new thing. A
lot going on there on the invasion. And he's trying to sound out the word, too. Corey. Choreography.
And having the news bed in the background. Choreography. Jesus, choreography.
Corey.
Yeah, the news bed doesn't help it.
Man, so much goes on during the news.
Can you imagine Dan Rather having a stumble like that?
Choreography.
Corey.
Choreography. So there is Travis, candidate number three. Now, it's not the NIT break if we don't have EA as part of this. Ooh. And EA, the ticket mascot, he's our friend. I'm not sure what he said here. He had a little bit of mumble mouth. This was during the Funhouse on Saturday afternoons with Travis, Sod, and Jay was doing the news. EA running the board. Sometimes he pops on, as he'll do. And I'm not really sure what he was saying here.
Every time, it's like, this is the biggest data breach of all time. So, and I said data that time.
Ooh.
See, sometimes it's just
different.
Yeah, it
flows different. You're right. But, like, it's kind of like when a new record is being established, but if it happens every single time, it's less impressive.
I'm tired of living through historic days.
Right. I'm done with it. I've seen, like, 10 different once-in-a-lifetime events since
like,
I was 10 years old.
The moon, it does this once every 10,000 years. Well, how come I've seen it 40 times?
Right. This is garbage.
Plus, my data is not that great anyway, so, like, who wants
your dad cares? Or your data?
My data.
I thought he said my dad isn't
that sounded
great.
Like you said dad.
Your dad sure. Is not that great. Father's Day just happened, dude.
My dad's awesome.
Yeah, Jay, mark that.
We'll go. We're going to have to listen to the tape.
My dad.
The random EA pop-on is always so funny. It's like, you're not expecting it, and then there's his voice.
Also love the delight Sod had to say, hey, mark that.
Can we hear... Do you have it isolated?
Plus, my dad is not that great anyways.
I think he said dad. I'm pretty sure he said my dad.
We have a very Yanny Laurel situation. If you close your eyes and want to hear data, you'll hear that. If you want to hear dad, you'll hear that.
Plus, my dad is not that great anyways. Plus, my dad is not that great anyways. Plus, my dad,
okay.
Dad is...
There's
dad
this,
is
okay, yeah.
There's EA's co-host on his podcast just kicking him. But yeah, I still hear dad. There's EA, and it's also not an NIT weekend without Ham. Mm. Ham doing a work in progress, dubs up. They were 6-9 this week, and EA's tease sounded another thing. I'm not really sure what he said.
Well, Jacob Latz is on the mound today, so that should inspire a little confidence.
He was maybe that'll get the bats going.
Yeah, maybe they'll be inspired. You never know.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Ham, it's 7:10. What's on the news?
Weed, greed.
Grid and peace next.
The following is a real.
So what was he going for there?
Weed, greed?
Weed, greed.
Weed, greed, and peace?
It sounded like grit at the end, though. Like when he tried to correct himself.
One more. Can we hear just the tease?
Weed, greed.
Odd cadence, and then you hear Justin or DJ cracking up in the background. They know they just
Why
heard
can't
some gold.
Ham talk?
He can.
I know. Off the air is
sometimes
fine.
When there's a microphone, we're throwing it to him for sponsors or a tease. And I think it's because he's not the focal point of the segment and he's not warmed up. You have to warm up the vocal cords and it's just not there. And that's why you get the weed greed.
Weed greed.
That's very Budweiser frog. So there is Ham, also from Work in Progress this morning. I try to avoid the word country, because that's one that if you stop short, it'll get you.
You say nation?
Nation. Content is another one. And DJ didn't say the full word, Didn't stop halfway through, but he got pretty close.
Thank you, Hamo. 11:38 on the ticket. You got work in progress for about 20 more minutes. Let's do the whip around.
The fun time for the disabled.
Disabled.
Ooh, what's this?
Yeah. Hold everything.
We're putting the signal in the sky.
I know y'all are used to getting a very specific time of type of content whenever you... Whoa, that was close. Whenever you hear the whip around. But we got something extra here. Let's go to our handicap correspondent, Monto.
Thank you. I will happily handle all disabled news here. Don't know if we can do the bed.
Oh, we got to do the bed.
Very distracting.
For whatever reason, that's... Country and content and anything that starts with that letter is the word we stop short on the most, or at least we notice it the most.
English is a funny language, isn't it?
It is. It's very hilarious. So there's DJ. And finally, also from Work in Progress, Deddy was producing this week. And I'm all for the producer leaving their mic on the entire show. I like having the producer as a key member of the show. So, Jay, if you just want to leave your mic on, I'm fine with it. Well, Deddy thought his mic was off, but it was actually on.
Last night in the plaza, there was just nobody out there, but I don't know, weird scene. But in the arena, as they're getting ready to select Cooper Flagg, you've got the entire Mavericks fan base in there chanting, "Fire Nico."
Put me up in program one.
Your mic is
one
on.
Second.
Your mic's on.
Sorry. Sorry.
You forgot to turn it off from doing your fake Justin.
Yeah. I did. Yeah.
That's the Deddy. That's the contribution right there. The show is falling to pieces around us. But just
basketball team.
Just put me up in program two. It happens all the time up here, too. Danny was infamous for leaving his mic on.
Well, you don't almost realize it. Like, when it's like right here in front of you, you're not looking up to see if the red light is on. So you'll look down at your notes or you'll look at Creighton right here and you're like, oh, crap, my mic is still on.
I think it's smart for the producer to always leave the mic on. That means people won't walk into the control
room.
Yes, 100%. Because they'll see the on-air light, they just won't walk in. It's a defense mechanism.
Chanting, "Fire Nico."
Put me up in program one.
Your mic is
one
on.
Second.
Your mic's on.
Sorry.
Oh, Deddy. So there are seven candidates. Is it Norm? Is it Norm? Is it Travis? Is it EA? Ham, DJ, or Deddy? Let's go around the horn. Let's start with Will Connerly, number 89. Who you got?
Give me Weed and Greed.
Weed and Greed, a ham vote.
Love it.
Jay King?
I'd like the Greedy Weed, too.
Okay. Two for Ham?
I'll stack that like the lasagna. Give me Weed and Greed.
Okay. Didn't think lasagna would be the poop lasagna. So there's three for Ham. Don't know if it matters anymore.
It probably doesn't, but I would pick Norm having another Washington moment.
Okay. I think that was the best moment, too. I would throw a sympathy vote for EA just because EA is an auto vote when he's up for the NIT.
Good.
But Ham, congratulations. You win the NIT. Do we have stats?
That is Jay? Ham's 10th victory. We have finally reached a double-digit winner.
Wow.
Ham has 10 wins in under 2 years. Congratulations, Ham.